The Antonia, the Egyptian admiral, with all their 60, fly and turn the rudder. To see it, mine eyes are blasting.
Gods and goddesses, all the whole synod of them.
Once I passion.
The greater cantle of the world is lost with very ignorance. We've kissed away kingdoms and provinces.
How appears the fight?
On our side, like the token pestilence where death is sure. Yon ribald rid nag of Egypt whom leprosy o'ertake. In the midst of the fight, when vantage like a pair of twins appeared, both as the same, or rather as the elder, the breeze upon her like a cow in June hoists sails and flies.
Had I beheld, mine eyes did sicken at the sight, and could not endure a further view.
She, once being loved, the noble ruin of her magic Antony, claps on his sea wing, and like a doting mallard, leaving the fight in height, flies after her. I never saw an action of such shame. Experience, manhood, honor, ne'er before did violate so itself.
Alack, alack.
Our fortune on the sea is out of breath and sinks most lamentably. Had our general been what he knew himself, it had gone well. Oh, he has given example for our flight most grossly by his own.
Are you thereabouts? Why then, good night indeed.
Toward Peloponnesus are they fled.
Tis easy to it, and there I will attend what further comes.
To Caesar will I render my legions and my horse. 6 kings already show me the way of yielding.
I'll yet follow the wounded chance of Antony. Though my reason sits in the wind against me,